Today's Cotton Newsline is four cuts. All cuts are Dr. Gary Adams, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Well, the President signed the new Farm Bill on February 7th. And since that time, USDA has been beginning the implementation process and trying to work through all the provisions of the new Farm Bill. At this point, they're going through and just making sure that they interpret the legislation, getting ready to prepare the rules that will actually spell out the details that will underlie the legislative language that's been passed. And really, the rulemaking process is where you start to really flesh out a lot of the details. So we know FSA is working through that internally. Secretary Vilsack has indicated that all the agencies have some preliminary timelines that they're targeting as they look at the implementation process over the next several months.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Well, I think the most immediate ones for cotton producers will be the transition payment that's in place for the 2014 crop. USDA has indicated that the sign-up for that will be sometime in the summer of this year, and then that will allow, hopefully, USDA to make the payments along the timelines that were suggested in the Farm Bill, which is those payments coming in October of 2014. So for cotton farmers, that's going to be probably the most immediate timeline. Cotton farmers, once they look across all of their operation and consider the other crops that they produce and the other program choices that they have, namely the price loss coverage and the ag risk coverage programs, that sign up will likely be sometime in the fall, maybe even extending into the early part of 2015.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
They can always consult the National Cotton Council's website because as new information comes out of USDA, USDA has just put up a couple of new documents on timeline and implementation progress. We have that in the Farm Bill section of our website, so we encourage our members to look at that as a resource. They can also look at the USDA website. USDA.gov has a Farm Bill section that will keep them up to date on the latest information USDA has. Economic Research Service, which is an agency within USDA, has some information as well. So I think those are going to be two resources just to continue to consult the web right now. It's probably still a bit early to go to their local FSA office because they probably don't have any final timelines yet that would be available at the local office.
Fourth cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Well, we know this Farm Bill was only accomplished after a lengthy and contentious debate. There are a lot of opponents that throughout the Farm Bill debate that were trying to weaken the safety net for production agriculture. And even though we were able to fend some of those off during the development of the Farm Bill, you can expect those to come back around. Even though the Farm Bill's been signed and now it's being implemented by USDA, some of those that want to be reducing the support to agriculture will look for any of the opportunities in the future that if there's a legislative vehicle where they can offer an amendment, they may do that. And we've already seen examples of that even over these last 2 or 3 weeks. So I think that means that even though the Farm Bill's done, commodity groups, trade associations we're just going to remain vigilant to make sure that there's no further changes that would weaken the Farm Bill and hopefully USDA can implement it as Congress intended.